Tonight's baseball All-Star game is as big a spectacle as there is in pro sports, and commentator Bill Harley will be watching for sure, but his mind may drift every once in a while, drift away to a different ballpark, a smaller place with much younger players.
I can't help myself when I go by a Little League game. I stop and watch. I know there's a chance that something is happening there, some tragedy or triumph those kids may carry with them all their lives. I know this because of Jeff Fine and his curveball. In my last year of Little League, our team was mediocre, but there was always the chance we would win if Jeff pitched, because Jeff had a curveball. He probably shouldn't have been throwing it at the tender age of 11, but he did, and none of us had ever seen anything like it. It was terrifying, whether it worked or not. A big roundhouse curve that seemed headed right for the batter's head. When it worked, the kid in the batter's box would leap out of the box, drop the bat, and sprawl in the dirt. Lying in the dust, the batter would hear the umpire yell, "Strike one!" and look up in wonder, mystified at what had happened. When it didn't work, it was even more effective. Jeff's curve was just as likely to hit the batter in the back. One-hit batsman was enough to keep all the other batters from digging in. Even at 40 miles an hour, no one wants to get hit by hardball. Jeff could then throw strikes while the batters waved at them from 8 feet away. Jeff lost as often as he won. He was too wild. Sometimes he got shelled. But one game, all the stars aligned. His curveball worked from the first batter. When the other team did hit the ball, it was soft flares and grounders. By the end of the fourth inning, Jeff had given up no hits, no errors, and no walks. We had scored 4 runs through various mishaps. The bench was very quiet as we batted. In the fifth inning, I dropped a line drive at second, but managed to get it to first for the out. A strikeout and a grounder to first, and Jeff had another perfect inning. 1 frame left. In our turn at bat, we all struck out as quickly as we could. We were all nauseous and whispered to each other, but didn't dare speak to Jeff. He sat at the end of the bench, holding a ball in his glove, waiting. When is anything ever perfect, truly perfect in our world? Even at 11, we knew it was rare, but possible. We thought all things were possible. In the sixth inning, Jeff got a strikeout and a ground out. People were standing and cheering. The other team was hanging on the chain link fence of the backstop, shouting, pleading for a hit, a full count. And then the batter hit a seeing-eye grounder that twisted its way through the hole between third and short. The third baseman retrieved it as it died in the thick grass of left field, but the damage was done. The third baseman ran the ball back into Jeff, and all the infielders gathered at the mound as Jeff stood there. I don't remember his name, but our shortstop said, "You know, you just blew a perfect game." For a moment, Jeff bit his bottom lip, and then he started to cry. Tears poured down his face. "I know," he said, "I know." We stood in a circle, watching him cry. There was nothing to do but witness his loss and acknowledge the great sadness Jeff must feel. We felt it too. Our coach, Mr. Gardis, came out and restored order. The other team scored 2 runs. We won the game. But all of us went home, feeling a sadness we didn't know could exist before that day, and a knowledge that sometimes perfection is possible and within our grasp, but more likely it will slip away, and all we are left with is the notion, the dream of it, a tough and beautiful thing for an 11-year-old to learn. That's why I stop when I see them playing. I can't help watching.
Bill Harley is a storyteller, songwriter, and Red Sox fan. He lives in Seekonk, Massachusetts. His latest recording of Songs for Families is called I Wanna Play.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.